Hi, welcome to Real Talk Radio with Bonnie and Trisha. Today, Trisha's at work and we're just hooking up some new equipment to our radio show. So we're just doing a short little show with Ashley Travis, Trisha's daughter, about senior year and her hopes and dreams and expectations of the next 9 months of school. And then what happens after that. So we're just going to be kind of talking for the next 30 minutes, and partly this is just to test out the equipment and see if it's working. And so we want to make our radio show as great as possible for you, our listeners, and of course for our sponsors. And we want to bring you great interviews and just cover a whole array of topics in life in general. We want to be able to help you and support you. And so I need to give a couple shout outs, as I always do, to the Sanctuary, our concert venue. And they're doing amazing things, bringing in new bands. And Ashley, you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. And meeting new people and, sharing the Lord and the gospel and being able to pray with these bands. And as they're bringing in their following from people all over Tidewater, from Virginia Beach to Yorktown to Moyock, North Carolina, they're just coming from everywhere, Franklin, Windsor. So we're really happy about all that the Lord is doing in the Sanctuary venue. And a shout out to the Teen Church. Every Sunday morning from 9 to 10, free breakfast for the whole community. And Pastor Glenn comes up and our son Jonah, which is getting ready to turn 11, and they cook up. Oh my goodness. I do a lot of cooking at home and then bring that up here, omelets and different things like that. And Ashley's looking at something on the floor and pointing. I don't know what it is. Oh, it's okay. And and then service starts at 10:30, and we are always looking for teenagers in the area that want to play. We need drummers and a pianist. Any kind of instrument and singers and just all kinds of stuff. We're doing some dramas, so actors and that sort of thing. So if you know anybody that is interested in playing for church, send them our way, especially if they're a teenager. All right, so Ashley. She just started her work hour this year. And I get the pleasure of picking her up every day at 2 o'clock, and she comes up here to the office and helps the several churches actually get organized and caught up on things. And she's such a great help. You only have to tell her something once, and she's got it. And so she wants to be a doctor. And what kind of doctor?
A pediatric oncologist.
Wow. And I know I've asked you, but other people don't know. Why an oncologist?
Well, because it deals with cancer, and I think it would be awesome if I found a cure, or if anybody did, but it's also fun to help children who just don't have faith anymore to get that faith and to get better.
Yeah, that's true. So it is hard to see a child go through that. So you think you can do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make them happy. There's clowns. My husband and I used to own a children's entertainment company and face painters, character artists, and all kinds of things. But we had a great, great, great time. And we worked in a lot of churches. But we met a lot of clowns, hospital clowns. And that's what they did. They'd go to the bigger Atlanta, New York, and the bigger hospitals. And they'd just go from room to room, and they knew who the children were, what they were fighting, and, how to deal with them and how to make them laugh. And I know Glenn and I went to King's Daughters And there was a little boy in there for probably 2 weeks. And they said he's never smiled the whole time he was in there. And we were teasing him, like peeking in the window, and then we'd hide and we'd pop back up. And then we went in there and kind of played with him and teased with him, and he was laughing and smiling. And so the mom and dad were in there and the nurses, and they said it was an awesome thing to see him smile. So I'm glad that you have the willpower and determination to be able to work with, especially children, in a situation like that. So you just started senior year. Your second day. So how do you like it?
It's crowded. Very crowded.
Yeah, Ashley doesn't like crowds, so. And her school was huge. Lots and lots of people. You said there was how many people in one of your classes?
There's 32 in my second block.
What class is that?
Government.
Is there like an assistant teacher or anything?
Yeah, it's one of the basic classes where they have another teacher come in because it's most of the students who need help learning.
So it's not one of your AP classes?
No. I was supposed to take AP government, but it wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't fit in your schedule?
Nope.
This girl, let me tell you, she wants to take as many AP classes as she can. And I'm scratching my head because I was one of these students that I went to school to socialize with my friends. I didn't go to school to make it any harder than it had to be.
Well, I only have one friend, so.
Well, there's a lot of people that like Ashley, but she picks her friends very cautiously, which I think we all should. If they don't benefit your life, they shouldn't be in your life.
Yeah, most people call me their friend, but they only use me for answer sheets, so they're not really friends.
No, that's true. Not really friends. So, what do you want your next, this whole school year? We've got 9 months of school ahead of us. So, what would you like to see your senior year look like?
I'd like to see it go by peacefully and without drama, but that's hard to get at my school.
Oh, yeah, I think there's going to be some drama in the public school system. It doesn't matter if it's public or private school. There's always drama somewhere, always.
Unfortunately.
Yep, that's true. But you, my dear, will get through it with flying colors, and then something really big happens. She had planned on going away as soon as she graduated high school. And what was the college? Ohio State?
Yeah, I wanted to go to Ohio State, straight to university.
But she's going to do, I think it's the best for any kid, especially because, you know, many 18-year-olds, they want to go away, and a lot of them do it, and they're successful at it, and a lot of them get in trouble. And I know one girl, when we were in high school, Sonia, she's smart, beautiful. I mean, she just had it all. And she wanted to be a pediatrician, and she went to ODU and got caught up in that first year partying and stuff like that. She was away from home, and she wound up flunking out. And her grades were so bad. Last I heard, she never could go back to, you know, achieve that goal. She's doing something else. I'm not sure what that is. So Ashley is going to be going to the community college, which is huge. I took her by there the other day. What'd you think of it?
It was awesome.
It was huge.
And I'm glad I'm socially awkward so I can't go to a party and do all that.
The school is Chesapeake, and you can look it up if you're anywhere near Tidewater. Chesapeake campus of Tidewater Community College, and they've built these two huge buildings. It's just beautiful. Haven't been in there, but just driving through the parking lot is beautiful. I can't imagine what the inside looks like. And so that's where she'll be going, and for her first 2 years, and then transfer to Ohio State?
Ohio State or another university.
Okay. Her grandmother lives in Ohio.
Most of my family does. From both sides.
And they're hoping that her grandmother will move here. So we'll see. We all hope her grandmother moves here. We all love her grandma.
She's as stubborn as mom.
Yeah, so that's where your mother gets it from.
Emmy.
Yeah, well, you get it from your mom. Yeah, Trisha and I were just, having our casual conversation last night for our radio show, and it was a lot of fun. And we got on some subjects last night, and Trisha was going off. It was funny to see her go off, but she was seriously going off. So, what do you look forward to when you graduate and you start your new adventure in the big college?
Is meeting new people and making new experiences to remember.
Yeah, I love that, especially the summertime or vacations or when we're off for Christmas and Easter and things like that, or even going off for the weekends and things. It's always building memories. Because it doesn't matter to me about presents and stuff like that at Christmas time. I would much rather take that money and go away and go on a trip or something like that and just build memories with the family. Because when God calls me and Glenn home, the kids will always have those memories. Which, if you buy kids toys and things like that, I mean, a year later, they're done. I mean, even if they last a year. And even electronics, you come out with all these new Xboxes and PlayStations, and as soon as you buy it and get used to it, there's a new one coming out. So, and if you don't transfer to the new one, this is what I found in my family. Eventually, they stop making games for the ones that you do have, so it forces you to have to buy the newer ones. So, yeah, and Apple, did they? I think they came out with a new phone today, the Apple 7 or something.
Yeah, the iPhone 7 series.
Yeah. I missed the interview, so I'm going to go online later and look at it because they have a big announcement. So I don't know what that is. Everybody else that's listening to this probably does know what it is because I didn't get a chance to watch it. And it probably already made the news.
All I know is I saw a picture with the cordless earbuds, and
Yeah,
I can
Bluetooth.
already say I probably already lost them, even if I
Yeah.
don't have them.
Well, that's me. I would lose them in a heartbeat. So we'll see what happens there. And as long I'm a Samsung person, I love Samsung. So my phones and all that sort of stuff, TVs and everything. So I was sad to hear that they're recalling all those phones because the battery was too powerful and so it kind of catches on fire and explodes. So hopefully Apple won't have that disaster.
They only have that, like, if you charge it and you decide to put it under a pillow for no reason and
Yeah, it
then it
suffocates them.
overheats.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like those hoverboard thingies. What do you call them with the wheels?
I think they're hoverboards.
Or is that
And
what they are?
yeah, the
Hoverboard?
worst thing about them is everybody had them. They lasted probably a week and then they exploded.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I saw them down at the beach for about nine. No, not nine. It was pretty expensive. It was on the hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it.
Russ and Anthony, they love watching YouTube videos. And they showed me this one. It's the Grim Reaper. And he's, of course, got the long gown thing on. He's on one of those hoverboards. And he's like scaring people half to death. I must say, it's kind of funny. So I shouldn't say that. But I was just sitting there watching it and the reaction of other people. It was. It's funny. Sorry. All right. So our next concert is in October, and my son Russ, his band, well, the band he belongs to, Such Great Heights, their album Where I Belong, they are getting ready to go out on tour, and it's going to be kind of tough because they're hitting. They play and then they get right into the vehicle and they drive to another state. And then they play that night, and then they drive. They get in a vehicle and they drive to another state, and then they play the next night. And I mean, they're going to be Tennessee, they're going to be in South Carolina, they're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, I think, North Carolina, and on October 12th, And I think it's six stops. So I just appreciate it. If everybody within my, if you can hear my voice, just keep such great heights in your prayers for safe travels and that everything works out at all these venues and there's no fighting because, you know, when you get a bunch of people together, it can get rowdy and things can happen in the audience. And so I would just love for everybody to cover them in prayer for safety and for the Lord's guidance in everything that they do. All right, Ashley, is there anything else you want to say, talk about?
Dress codes. They're
Oh.
ridiculous.
Yeah, your mama went off on a tangent last night.
Believe it.
Well, let me just say, I think that every school in a district should have the same rules. Now, the other high schools, they come in sandals, they come in flip-flops. You can wear tank tops, but they can't show like your bra and stuff like that, which I mean, I agree with all that. And but Ashley's school, the more I hear, I'm like, what?
We have bulldog codes. We can't show our shoulders because they are too appealing to the male population of the school.
But they can wear tank tops. Is that right?
They don't have to put a jacket on to cover their shoulders.
So are their shoulders not appealing to you girls?
Apparently not.
And you can't wear sandals or flip-flops.
We can't wear any open-toed shoes due to a fire safety because if there is a fire and we have to run out of the building, which.
It's easy to take them off gone. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I don't think they like students taking off their shoes.
But in other schools, they can. We're in the same district. Well, the same city.
It's our school is it's completely funny. This girl, the yesterday, actually, she's my friend. She was wearing this shirt, which she's kind of big in the chest, and you could see it was like all the way down. But
The
she,
cleavage.
yeah, she didn't get a complaint because that's not against the dress code. But she
Wow.
had to wear a jacket because of her shoulders.
So the shoulders are more appealing to boys than the cleavage. Things have changed.
I know.
Crazy. Your mom was talking about boys with the underwear showing. I hate that. I think that looks so trashy on a guy. I mean, to me, when you're letting your underwear show and your butt hang out, that is just so low class to me.
It should be public nudity.
Yeah, because who cares what kind of underwear? And I've seen guys who have on like three pair underwear, and
Yeah.
they're like, there's you can see this one, and then you can
They're
see the top of
layered.
that one. Yeah, and you can see all the tops of them, and then of course the pants are they run like a duck.
They're advertising.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. To me, it's trashy.
Yeah, I like guys with the belt buckles who wear their pants all the way up.
Not around the belly button though.
No, not that far, but they wear them normal and not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, guys look, if you are decent and clean cut, whether it's a t-shirt or a button-down shirt or whatever the case may be, with a pair of jeans and your tennis shoes, ball cap or not, you know, you can look good without having to look trashy. So,
I'm
that's just
looking
my
up
opinion.
the dress codes. They're funny. They make no sense. I mean, I saw this YouTube video of this woman who went to work, but she did 7 days doing seven different dress codes to see how she would do in work. And by the end of it, she was so worried about what she was wearing and if it covered up enough that she didn't do well at work.
Really? Wow. Well, I'm going to try this out while she's looking up the dress code. I am going to go on to, like I said, part of this show is just checking out the equipment. So I'm going on YouTube and I'm going to see if we can actually play a song while we're doing this. And if you guys can hear it, if it's going to come through the system the way I want it to, or what? Come on, hurry up. Oh, that's not called the bridge. It's called the water, the river, the river.
I found a statement from some person at my school, and it said male students wearing feminine clothing had at one point been a distraction and safety issue. I mean, I understand distraction, but how is that a safety issue?
Hey, it's coming through, Ashley.
Woo.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow, I want to see it. I love that song. Okay. So, hopefully recorded. Because we could hear it. So, that doesn't mean that it recorded to our audience. So, hopefully it did. Or either it was like 5 minutes of dead time. And that's never good in radio. All right, Ashley. Did you find it?
Yeah, I found the handbook for this year, which has the dress code policy. It's a lot. 16 rules.
16, huh?
Well, it says the first one's cut off or jeans, pants, shorts with rips or tears above the knees are permitted.
Are permitted or are not?
Are permitted with underlying garments that cover the holes. Shorts dresses and skirts must extend at least beyond fingertip length when hands are placed normally by the side, which
I agree with that.
Follow that. They
I've seen that in the other schools. Yeah, I've seen that in the other schools where they don't follow it. Some girls come up there and you're thinking, please don't bend over.
And then there's extremely tight skirts, pants, jeggings, yoga pants, and bikini. Biking pants or shorts are not permitted.
Well, I can understand that.
People still wear yoga pants, though, all the time.
Well, if they want to wear yoga pants and put a skirt on over top of it.
Oh, they just wear plain yoga pants at my school. The girls,
mm-hmm.
It's a little...
Well, they can't be picky and choosy.
Yeah.
If it's a rule, it's a rule.
I understand this. Clothing will not display inappropriate words, pictures, symbols, messages, or slogans, / words across the buttocks.
Just across the butt?
Or anywhere.
Oh, okay. I can understand that. Because if you let it go just a little bit, you can get people with putting up the middle finger and put cuss words on there and all kinds of stuff. And I'm saying derogatory things against police officers and contrary to what some people believe, not all of them are bad.
I found the rule. Sexually suggestive or revealing attire, which shall include any article of clothing that does not cover the midriff or shoulders, reveals cleavage, or exposes undergarments. Plain white t-shirts are considered undershirts and are not to be worn as an outer garment.
Yeah, I understand that has something to do with gangs, so.
They kind of got two students in trouble. These two students didn't know each other whatsoever, but they were dressed alike, wearing similar colors, so they took it like as they were in a gang.
That's crazy. So two girls could wear the same dress and they could be associated with a gang?
They're in a secret gang.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I guess what I've seen with school systems, some of them have it right. Some of them go overboard on everything, and then some of them just aren't strict enough. So kids get away with everything. And it's like I tell my kids, I send you to school to learn, and there are kids that want to learn. And then you've got the kids in the classroom that like to disrupt everything, which prohibits the kids that want to learn and make good grades to get into a good college where they can't learn what they need to learn because there's just too much drama in the classroom. And the teachers can't teach because they're constantly having to deal with the drama. And that's why people just don't want to be teachers anymore. And teachers that have graduated from college don't want to, you know, after they've taught a year, they're like, no. I know a lot of people like that. Well, look, we've only got like 60 seconds left. So I just want to thank our guest today. Ashley Travis, senior at her school, and looking forward to being a pediatric oncologist. And we appreciate you very much, and I love you, Ashley. All right, guys, I hope everything worked out on this, and we're going to be listening just to be sure. God bless you all. Until next week, have a blessed one.